This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Well, good morning. My name is Michael Brown. I am the general manager here at the General Morgan Inn and Conference Center here in Greenville, Tennessee.
I'm very pleasantly surprised walking down this little Americana Main Street. You would never know what's inside of this building. I mean, it just has a grandiosity about it, mm-hmm. a palatialness about it.
You started off the conversation Americana, and that's exactly what the General Morgan is. Yeah, we're on 321, which is one of the nation's scenic highways. I guess about 20 years ago, I discovered the scenic highway way of touring and traveling, and I encourage everyone to try it. The interstates are wonderful for certain things, but to rediscover where the country started from, where it came from, being able to go through the smaller towns, visit the shops where you still have independent owners, independent operators. The original foundation of this particular hotel was laid in 1898. You've got premium value out there in these smaller towns that are not associated with chains. I stay at a lot of the big budget hotels when I travel too, but whenever possible, I've learned to reach out and look for that uniqueness, you know. Where did this town start from? What are its roots, its foundations? And come to appreciate everything from the quality of food, the friendliness of the local folk, the craftsmanship involved in the properties that you walk into.
This hotel is large enough and corporate enough as far as catering to meetings and weddings and whatnot that I just assumed it was a corporate ownership, some nameless, faceless hotel management company somewhere else that owned this. And I find out, get introduced to the guy that owns the hotel. That's pretty cool, local boy.
It is. Independent ownership, especially in hospitality properties, is rare. And it takes a benefactor, someone that is interested in preserving that piece of history. Obviously, everyone wants their business to run for profit. But when you're in a position where it's not your sole source of income, it gives you some discretion. And it gives us a flexibility that a lot of people, if we were owned by a large corporate entity, it wouldn't be as nice as it is. It just wouldn't, because we have to answer to a stockholder. This way, adding to an independent owner, we have frank, honest discussions. This is the amount of revenue coming in. We need to do this, this, mm-hmm. and this.
Well, it's nice to know there's a classy place to stay in the heart of downtown. Mm-hmm. But as we both know, you don't come to a historic town normally for the hotel or for the accommodation. You come to experience the town itself, and then you need to find a place to stay.
Correct.
You know, so it's nice to know there's a cool place to stay. But let's leave the hotel now mm-hmm. and go down Main Street. And again, Americana, I mean, it's just mind-blowing what has taken place in American history right here in this small town.
There is. Got the Capitol Theater next door to us that's been recently renovated, built in the early 1900s. Andrew Johnson birthplace right down the road.
President of the United States.
President of the United States. The museum there, Davy Crockett birthplace, Davy Crockett State Park. You got the Cherokee National Forest right next door to us. Main Street Greenville, which is part of Main Street USA, which is a national program, once again, across the United States. And developing, preserving the downtown and historical aspects of it.
I don't know if this Main Street downtown is used as a Hollywood on-location filming, but it sure should be.
Oh, absolutely. When you're ready in that point in time in your life, you're ready to take a step back and say, I don't need to drive 55 anymore, is when you're ready to start scenic highways, small downtowns, coming through, seeing the architecture, meeting the people, discovering the history of the land that you grew up in for most of us. And if you're a new resident, we welcome you to this country. It's good to know the roots of where we came from and why we're such a homogeneous society.
Greenville itself, the town, goes back to the Revolutionary War era, right?
That's correct. And, you know, and both the Union side and the Confederate side had a strong presence, as wars do, and the ebb and flow of that.
And that's interesting. That really is. It's fascinating, the Civil War period era here. And one would think, knee-jerk South, you know, that you'd assume this was allied with the Confederacy. But, man, it was one of those classic yes, no.
Absolutely, and that's true really of more of the South than people understand in history. Townships, families, states, everything was divided just because a particular region was located in the Deep South doesn't mean they were pro this or anti that. It just, everyone had an extremely strong opinion about that period of time in life, and, you know, and a lot paid dearly for it. You can't make a blanket statement about that type of thing, not once you truly travel the South and the North also. A learning experience for, I think, for America as a country is my personal opinion. You know, we grew through it. We became a better nation because of it. Growing pains are tough. The old adage, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I think that's why I think it's so important for people to know where these things come up. Right, wrong, or indifferent, what your opinion about it is, you need to understand why it happened, where it came from, what people felt about it, because they were very passionate on both sides.
You spent a lot of your professional career traveling the high seas, working on cruise lines, so you literally have seen the world.
Made it my quest to see as much of it as possible and met a huge demographic of people. Working international and being exposed to different cultures, working on the Sea of Japan, working in the Mediterranean has been a great experience for me. Being able to go through other people's hometowns in different countries and understanding their cultures. At the same time, working with a local cruise ship company that specialized in the Mississippi and the Ohio and the Columbia Rivers. Talk about heartland of America, stopping in these little towns, literally stopping in Hannibal, Missouri with the brass band and Tom and Becky standing there, going over the Mark Twain Diner and buying 10 gallons of homemade root beer, bringing it back and serving it. We made homemade root beer floats for everybody on the vessel that day. You know, Waynes, Ohio, all these small towns, going to, you know, taking the riverboat into Chattanooga, lowering the stacks, literally having 4 inches to clear on some of these interstate bridges. But when you go through the lock and dam system on the upper Mississippi and you're outside of St. Louis and watching 100 people come down the lock as you're coming through the lock and waving, we have candy the passengers and throw it to the crowd out there. It's just such a unique experience traveling inside the United States.
It really is an immersion into America and Americana, yeah. So you see that up-close lens of the day-to-day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You realize how important the river system was, especially to the development of mid-United States. That was the original interstate.
And I was on the Mississippi the other day, and there are those giant barges. So it still is a very viable highway.
Oh, it's still the most economical way to move large amounts of goods north, south, east, and west as far as costs go.
Isn't that funny? In your mind, you think of river navigation on a commercial basis as being history. So here you are, you're back on land.
Back on land.
Yeah, and you chose by choice Greenville, Tennessee.
I did.
You literally could have chosen anywhere.
I could have. I've been an East Tennessee native for well over 30 years. I enjoy this area of the country, the culture, the people. I'm originally an Army brat. My father was a lieutenant colonel in the military, so we lived in Europe for 8 years. Every podunk Army base there was in the Southeast United States. My father was from Abington, Virginia. My mother was from Cookeville. So I spent summers in a small town. I understand small-town culture. When I came out of the cruise ship industry, I knew that I wanted to stay in the hospitality business, I wanted to stay in East Tennessee, and I didn't want to work for a national chain. I wanted to do something unique. That's a lot of wants, especially for a finite area. I was fortunate enough to be introduced to Mr. Scott Neiswanger, who's the owner of this, came down. First time I walked through the lobby of this hotel, I was like, yeah, I can do something like this. This is exactly what I was wanting to do. This fits me. You know, we moved up here a year ago last April. The town welcomed us with open arms. And it's been the culture that I expected it to be. It took me about 6 months. And you know, I go in the grocery stores. I go here, I go there. And they're like, oh, hey, there's Michael. How you doing? It can be unsettling if you're not used to that experience.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, everybody knows your name.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
There's no getting away with anything around here.
Well, I always like this woman I met, one of the Firestones, and she said, honey, at least they care enough about you to gossip about you.
That's right. You know you're fitting in. You know you're fitting in when you're subject around the table.
You know, I have to fly home in the morning, but if I could stay tomorrow and you could take me out around town, where would you take me to first?
Well, once we've done what I call the interior of downtown, you know, the presidential memorials, the graveyards and stuff, I think the next part you need to understand is we need to go down to the Nolichucky River next to the Cherokee National Forest and walk through there and understand, you know, the canoeing, the rafting, and the great outdoors. Greenville's 15 minutes from the Cherokee National Forest, a little over an hour from Asheville. So we've got this beautiful historic downtown. a little bit off the beaten path, but just enough for that privacy. But if you want to go to a big city, hour and a half, take a nice walk in the woods, do a little kayaking down the river.
Sounds like it's a real great home base for the outdoor vacationer.
It very much is so.
Leave the hotel and go kayaking one day or hiking the next.
We tell a lot of people, if you're traveling north, south, south, north from Knoxville, Johnson City, up and down that 81, 321 runs parallel to that the entire way. You can come up 321, you're running through the foothills of the Smoky Mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains. You're going through Greenville, Jonesboro, one of the oldest towns in the state, and you get this great slice of Americana. You've got this gorgeous, most beautiful fall drive you're ever going to see when the leaves turn. You're talking about, in real travel time, about a 15-minute difference, just taking that scenic highway. And you got these opportunities to stop, these little antique stores, produce stands, hotels, churches. It's just the culture.
And the friendliness of the people.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's one of the most endearing things of all.
Yeah, true Southern hospitality is people, like, they say hello. You know, who do you wave to? How do you know that many people? I said, you wave to everyone. Mm-hmm. We say hi. We say yes, sir, and ma'am. That's just how we were brought up.
Well, only because we got to go eat. I'm going to say thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you coming down. We hope you share this experience with everyone. You know, obviously, we're like everyone else. We're prominent in the digital age. GeneralMorganInn.com. Please look us up. We have history tour packets here. We're a very special place.
A website for the town. Do you know that?
Main Street Greenville is the prominent website. And then, of course, this chamber has their own website also. But Greenville with an E, and this is important, GreenneVille, Tennessee, you'll get South Carolina, which is a beautiful town,
right,
but that's not the one we're talking about today. But it's Greenville with an E.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
My name is Michael Brown, General Manager here at the General Morgan Inn. It's been my pleasure to talk to you today.
And I'm Tom Wilmer. We're in Eastern Tennessee.
East Tennessee, Johnson City, Tennessee. My name is Dick Nelson.
And this is your home?
It is now. I've been here for almost 30 years.
Okay. You're not a newcomer anymore.
No, I'm almost local.
So you're invested and involved in the community as a business person. You have a couple businesses.
Well, I own a couple of properties, and I have been committed to this downtown for almost 20 years. And I own a couple of buildings and a couple of businesses, a coffee shop and a custom framing art gallery.
As I look over your shoulder, there's one building, looks like 1890s, with scaffolding on the front, and the building to the left of it has all new windows and a new first story that's not even finished yet. So there's a lot of Renaissance reconstruction, rebuilding, and rebirth going on right here today.
There is, and about 15 years ago, we all got together and started talking about making our downtown better, that we had the guts for it. We just needed opportunity to get into these buildings and for the city to leave us alone.
But it's worked. You've been able to empower that energy and have the support from the city and not have the bureaucracy.
Well, there's still a lot of bureaucracy. That's never going
to
go away.
Well, we have to eliminate cities to get rid of that.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It was pretty sleepy, some empty buildings not that long ago.
About 40 years ago when they opened the mall, everything left downtown. Everything was about malls.
The downtown almost died.
It did die.
Yeah.
It died. There's not a business here now that was here 30 years ago.
Again, it wasn't that long ago that you guys were able to turn it back around, and part of it was maybe just luck of the time, and that malls started imploding and dying, right?
That was a lot of that. And there are a lot of other cities that we look to for guidance and for example, because it was happening, and happening not far away.
Mm-hmm. What's really interesting, this is a special day in that there's music going on the street, and as we look out, there are no cars, because they're not allowed down here, at least this week or today.
Not today.
And that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's to make it so people-friendly. It's like a park, mm-hmm, right on Main Street.
Well, it is. We realized that what we needed was events. A lot of small businesses couldn't sustain a really long-term, high-energy activity, but if we could create a lot of events, then over time, those events would all kind of run together so that it was one sustained activity.
It follows that if you have a big event where you have 5 or 10,000 people coming down for the music, then they're walking around and then they poke their head into your business that they might not have even known about.
And it was really difficult too. Some of the older businesses, when we started having events and festivals, they said, well, my customers can't get in here. And we've got another festival that brings about 80,000 people down here.
Wow.
And so we told them, we said, well, what if we walk 80,000 people past your door? Can you glean 5 new customers?
Yeah, really.
So,
kind of a no-brainer, huh?
We thought so.
Yeah. So it is working.
It's working. Okay. Yeah, it's working really well.
So give us just kind of a highlight of the downtown core, your business and some of your friends' businesses and what they are and how they're able to create a viable business model.
Sure. There's a preponderance of restaurants and bars, and there's a lot like Sabora's that we're here at right now is a local couple that had a concept. Holy Taco across the street. There's the Johnson City Brewing Company, local brewer. There's Yeehaw Brewing, another local brewer. Tupelo Honey, which is a regional restaurant.
Do they actually have honey?
They do, yeah. Everybody gets a biscuit and a little bottle of honey when they order their food. It's really good. Of course, my coffee shop is Dos Gatos, and my gallery is Nelson Fine Art. There's another new brewery that's going to be open called Little Animals. There's Rugged Labs, handmade furniture, ice cream store across the street called Swirled. There's more restaurants. There's Label, Southern Craft Barbecue.
And what's the population here?
Johnson City's about between 65 and 70,000.
Oh, wow.
And then I think that the metropolitan area, if that is a thing for this area, there's about 500,000 people in this
greater,
end of the state.
Yeah, region. What's the draw?
A lot of the draw is the outdoors. We're here at the southern tip of the southern Appalachian Mountains, and we have a mountain bike park 2 blocks away. We have a city park that's 2 miles away. Where we have the railroad.
Yeah, you do. Which is a timeless sound. It's kind of a cool sound. Yeah.
I mean, the railroad is how Johnson City started. Henry Johnson decided he wanted, there was iron and iron ore, and there were, the trains needed a tank where they could get water. So he set up a water tank for the trains, and Johnson City began.
That's so cool. Well, only because dinner's waiting for both of us. I'm going to have to say goodbye, but I'm really looking forward to coming back. I'd like to spend more time here right in town.
Excellent. I'll help you. That's okay. A neat place. My name is Dick Nelson.
All right, Dick. What a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for coaching me through that.
All right. And I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Eastern Tennessee. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.